The second time it happens, it's unexpected for us both. But that's what these things are. These intangible, deep things. There had been signs, a kiss to my neck, lingering and passionate, the smile in your voice when I speak just that little bit out of turn, testing the waters with my teasing. But the most telling one, when you say my name, it all eventually comes to a head one evening. Both of us. Our coupling is as passionate as ever. Hot, flushed flesh, my hands bound behind my back. The slap of skin on skin as you pound into me. My moans muffled by the mattress until you tangle your fingers in my hair and pull, curving my back up so you can growl your satisfaction in my ear. You still against me, and hush me with a hand around my throat. You pull me against you and thrust slowly, each thrust punctuated with a slap to my tits, and I clench so tightly around you with each one. You whisper in my ear for me to beg, to tell you what I want, and I, please, oh please, fuck me, please, hard, deep, I need you. And it's a testament to how worked up you are that I don't even finish. You slam into me over and over and over again, one hand wrapped tight around my throat, another roughly palming a breast. It's a mad dash for the finish, a rough tumble down into the depths of desire when we finally come, a moan slipping past my lips as I clench tight around you. But yours, oh, yours is delectable. The hot gush inside me, the deep thrust of your hips, but most of all, the way you gasp my name when you come. You slip out of me, and we lay together for a while, basking in the afterglow. But neither of us anywhere near done for the evening. I press soft kisses to your arm, where it's resting against the mattress near my head. I lick, I suck, and when you least expect it, I bite. Not too hard, just enough to let you feel my teeth in your flesh. You turn to look down at me, and I answer the questioning look in your eyes with one of reassurance as I press another kiss to the reddening skin. I trail my lips across your arm and onto your chest, your stomach, until I'm straddled over your thighs. My hands still bound behind my back, I lean down to the hand resting on your chest and suck one finger into my mouth. If our past experiences are anything to go by, I know you won't let me go quite so easily. I suck it in slowly, past my lips, my tongue flicking softly over the tip, and I feel your eyes on me, following every movement of my lips, my tongue. I feel your stiff length against me, and I slide down your hips, pulling your finger with me in my teeth, meeting your eyes. I smile as I bring your hand to your hard shaft. You play along, angling it upwards into my mouth. I suck you deep into my mouth, my tongue laving the underside, still covered in the taste of our shared release. Your hand tangles in my hair and you pull me in closer, deeper. The feeling of you hitting the back of my throat sends a shiver down my spine. I love the feeling of your cock inside me. But there's something else I want today. I make a questioning sound, and your grip loosens in my hair. I slowly suck my way up your shaft until you've left my mouth. I lick along your fingers, still pumping at the base of your shaft, and kiss up the underside. I look up into your eyes and whisper against the head of your cock, "Don't stop." I kiss my way down from the very tip, down your shaft, past your busy fingers, to your balls. For a while I suck them into my mouth, my tongue drawing lazy circles over every inch, but then I dip just that little bit lower. You gasp when you feel my tongue on the skin just past your balls. I pause and kiss my way up your thigh to look you in the eyes again, and I whisper the words that began all of this. "Trust me." This time, you nod, and I smile at you. Nod my head at your fingers, and you start your rhythm again. I kiss back down, and you spread your legs for me, welcoming my attention in small gestures, and there's nothing more incredible. I make my way down cautiously, gently, until I know all of your attention is centered around the tongue circling that tight little hole. I flick across it and, oh, that gasp you make. I lick and lick at it until I can see you relaxing, welcoming the touch of my tongue against you. Your hand working you exactly how you like it, but your control starting to slip, and every once in a while, your rhythm stutters, becomes faster and faster, more erratic. And then, when you're starting to buck your hips for more of my attention, I press my tongue right against you. Swirl it right against that tight little ring of muscle. Your strokes become more desperate now. Harder, faster, and you need to feel it. Need to feel my tongue inside you. I flick it in and out, working it deeper. But that's not what you need. You need that hot muscle as deep as it can go inside you. You already know what you have to do. You call my name, beg, plead. It feels too good to stop, too good to remember roles and concepts of power, too good to feel anything but that tongue pressed against you. And finally, when you feel you've had enough, I thrust hard, and you come for me. Come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me. I wait until you still before my mouth covers your cock again to clean you off. My tongue scooping up my prize from your chest, your hips. I look up at you, at your closed eyes, lips open and gasps as my skin brushes against yours. You are complete perfection, my love. And this is exactly how I will always want you. Sated. Spent. Mine.